Hello everyone, this is El Radar 2.0, presented of course by Bipolitik. I am Juan Camilo Giraldo and I am welcoming you to this unforgettable podcast. Yes, believe it or not, we're back. We are 101% back ahead, and I'm really sorry because this end of the year has been a whole freaking rush, and seriously, we didn't have time to upload something, but we want to close the year in the best possible way, and that's why my guest this week is someone related to my favorite topics, which are culture, society, multi-diversity, and apart from that, she has an innate spirit of helping people. Further than that, she is natural from Croatia, and she is the president of the International Cultural Diversity Organization, which by its abbreviation in English would be the ICDO. I'm talking, of course, about Josipa Palac. Josipa and I met at the Long Nights of Interculturality, which was an event hosted by them and was held in the month of September. It was a really tough week, but it was a really nice week. I worked with them as a volunteer and I got really, really impressed with the amount of effort done by them and by her, by the whole team, trying to integrate people and converge a huge amount of topics in only one place. It was really nice. I mean, the results of the week were really awesome. And that's why we had this amazing chat in the ICDO's headquarters, which are located in downtown Vienna, which is a really nice spot. I really loved the conversation. She is really passionate about the work she's doing, and I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation as much as I did, and I hope to see you soon to discuss which are the things that are coming up for 2020 in this El Radar 2.0. I'm here with the president of ICDO, Josipa Palac. So Josipa, welcome to El Radar 2.0. It's nice to have you here.
It is also nice to have you here at ICDO offices in Vienna.
Thank you so much. And well, starting now with the interview, what is ICDO? I want you to tell our listeners what's ICDO, all of the projects that probably you're working on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for wanting to know more and spread the message. So ICDO, or International Cultural Diversity Organization, is an NGO which is based in Vienna, which promotes cultural diversity, and our main mission is actually to safeguard diversity. We do it through different set of projects, so we organize festivals, musical performances, cultural activities, art exhibitions, educational programs. We work very internationally. We work with migrants, with marginalized groups, with basically everyone who we feel need to be represented in the society, and we want to showcase how diversity can actually enhance the society.
Okay, well, that sounds like a lot of work, actually. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to ask you, what sort of situations in the past encouraged you to say, like, yeah, I want to start this organization, I want to encourage people, I want to get cultures or, for example, indigenous tribes to get to know their message and spread it, as you said before? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think for all of us, everything starts in childhood.
Yeah.
We go way back. So from the small years, I always felt very connected to the nature, to animals, and I was starting to having this always some initiatives to save, I don't know, dogs from the street, then to make some ecological movements to save the environment, the planet. So I was always very passionate about the things and injustice which is happening around us. Okay. I have also experienced war in Croatia.
You're from Croatia, right?
Yes, I'm originally from Croatia, so okay. A lot of my family members were part of the war or were affected by it, so we had a lot of houses destroyed. We always had in our... My family is always open. This also opened up to me, actually, to have empathy towards others, because I think we had more than 60 refugees in our home. And so it was always those people who were coming from very bad situations, they were sharing their stories and everything, and I think all of this kind of affected me to know you can always do more, and there is always something you can do for others, and even a small change is for someone a big change. So So from early years, I felt passionate about kind of different kind of injustices that
okay.
you came across.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I studied also international relations and media communications.
Okay.
And during my studies, I got very involved into like politics and the world systems, and I love history, so I really explored that a lot. I was also working at United Nations for CTBTO.
Okay.
And
can you please give like a short brief about CTBTO?
Right. So it's Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Basically, they're trying to implement that everyone ratifies the treaty against nuclear testing, which is of course very important.
Of course, it is.
Work and so this was very useful and very enjoyable experience, but my studies led me later to study cultural and social anthropology, and then I did anthropological research in Egypt for after revolutions for contemporary artists and female artists,
okay.
and musicians, and what is their role, what is the role of female in all of these happenings. So basically, I also traveled a lot, and I saw in so many areas around the world how some challenges, when you ask me about indigenous also,
yeah.
we just talked about.
Yeah.
There are a lot of communities that are facing some similar challenges, which if addressed rightly and if empowering communities worldwide in long term can actually be, I would not say solved totally, but could be improved, the life situation of many people around the world, just by doing action. So
yeah.
I felt, okay, it's I have a good connection of people, I have a good network, like it's time for me actually to do something more, to do that action.
Yeah.
So that's how we started creating projects in ICDO. We founded
okay.
it. We also have to say we had luck with having really good advisors who are former directors of UN or professors or who are very experts in their field, and they have been very, very generous in sharing their knowledge and giving assistance in everything what we might need, and this also helped
okay.
us develop a lot. So basically all of this kind of circumstances motivated us. And I'm also a migrant, so this is also
okay.
one of the perspectives. When you travel a lot, you see things, I guess, differently. You learn from other people's experiences, and if you
yeah.
have empathy, you kind of also feel a bit
yeah.
more what you have an urge of, oh, well, let's do something about this.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, it goes deep inside.
It goes deep inside, exactly. And I think the whole team is also very this way motivated to do some changes
yeah.
in the world. So that's why every of our project is actually different, but the main aim is to accept everyone who they are and to
okay.
safeguard the diversity, and or working with marginalized groups or working with kids in Bosnia Herzegovina from three different ethnicities, or
okay.
our future project with indigenous groups in Mexico, or organizing musical concert art. All is this actually connecting people and bridging the diversities and making them more familiar with each other. And then only like that you can have actually long-standing dialogue, peace and future and multiculturalism and multicultural exchange and accepting everyone around you with respect is the future and the only way how we can as a society go forward. So this is what we're trying to do very passionately.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
organization.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. That's what like connects me and that impresses me the most is like the commitment that you guys have here in the ICDO. And the another thing that I can remark is that it's a very young team.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
I have to say our advisors are a bit older, but our team is very young.
Yeah.
And that's very encouraging because
yeah.
the younger generation is the one who is making the change. and who's also pushing the older generation to be more active.
Yeah.
So I think it's very encouraging that so many young people are very passionate, not for money, but actually for improving the society, because
yeah.
then this leads to stability in all other areas, be it economy, be it welfare, be it so
yeah, it's like a spillover.
Exactly, it's like
yeah.
a spillover. And if you don't have that, then you cannot have also other areas.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm very happy that there is a huge passion which is seen in our team from the younger generations, and
yeah.
also we work a lot with younger generation, especially in Bosnia and Herzegovina, where we thought it's going to be challenging because they're high school and university students, and maybe they're going to be a little bit immature. But we have actually
okay.
found out that by working with them, that far from being immature, they're very clear on what
cool.
they want their future to look like. And how to achieve it. They just needed a little push in giving them
yeah.
the voice. So this is also what we're trying to do in ICDO, giving a voice to young generation who has motivation and very good ideas. Because when someone, I sometimes hear politicians or media saying
yeah.
that in certain countries which are maybe not doing so well economically, or have a high level of corruption, that it's impossible to do anything in those countries.
Yeah.
And I strongly disagree with that.
For sure.
Because I saw, for example, with a real example in Bosnia and Herzegovina, how although a lot of people from international community were telling us, well, in Bosnia and Herzegovina, reconciliation never happened after the war, that working with all three ethnicities is impossible, they just have hate, and in media is always present, in politics is always present. But on contrary, where we worked with all three ethnicities in Bosnia and Herzegovina,
mm-hmm.
with young people, they were actually kind of accusing the older generation and saying, you're the ones who made us be in this position.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in this position. Of course, there is some things that are never going to be forgot
yeah.
like in history, some wrongdoings. That's, of course, not what we're trying to say. But what they were trying to say is that there is a future
of
working together, and we want to do it, but you're not letting us do that because
mm-hmm.
you're putting upon us this social pressure of not liking each other, that if we are hanging out with another ethnicity, we are seen bad in our community, like not staying true to our identity, which is not true. So the huge national tensions are actually has to do a lot with media and with politics,
yeah.
And not really with the real wishes of the younger generation. So if just the younger generation has a little bit more voice,
mm-hmm.
I think the whole development of society and then the rest would go much smoother. So that's
yeah.
what we
yeah,
in
yeah.
ICD are trying to do. That's why, for example, the best participants from our project in Bosnia and Herzegovina got to get in Vienna and at UN to say actually the best to present their essays about the future of multiculturalism,
okay.
and they also had a 2 weeks exhibition at United Nations headquarters, the one who are gifted artistically. So I think everyone just needs a little push and a little support,
yeah,
and then it just rolls.
Yeah, and you've reached one of the points forward through the interview, which is like young people. And which kind of advice would you give young people to safeguard diversity, which is like the hashtag, like the
yeah.
like the main flag that you
yeah.
have here in ICDO, which is safeguard diversity.
Yeah, please everyone use the hashtag safeguard
yeah.
diversity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess this episode will be called safeguarding diversity,
ah,
which
cool.
I think it's a really nice title for it, and it's really encouraging, safeguarding diversity.
Yeah, it's about accepting your everyday life and everyone else's everyday life, and accepting that there are differences in the world, but also accepting that different languages, different cultures, different traditions, maybe something that we are not familiar with or we find strange, it's okay. It's okay to be different, and it's okay to be who you are, and that's why we're saying in so many levels safeguarding diversity is so important, because not everywhere in the world it is seen okay to be different or to be from specific group of people, skin color, sexual orientation, some handicap that you might have, or even just as individual being a bit different. So there are so many prejudices that are existing every day in so many societies in the world, and we should really fight against prejudices in all ways. And so the message for young people is to be open, to get engaged, and also what everyone can do is actually, and what we try in ICDO, we are not political, but we do really monitor policies which are being signed. So being involved and also being aware of policies or foreign policies also is actually also very important, because this way you can have a saying, are you okay with this? Are you not okay with this? What is happening? And being involved just with your inside your family, with your friends, is a way to go.
yeah, of course it is. And well, it's a really amazing job that you are going through here. And how do you materialize it? And that's like the starting point for the projects. What projects are you managing right now here at ICDO?
So we were very happy that also Colombia was part of Long Nights of Interculturality, where you had amazing photographer portraying four indigenous groups from Colombia, and really all the visitors got the chance to, very international visitors got the chance to see this part of Colombia and get connected to it. So this is really important for us. So we have this Long Night of Interculturality where we actually cooperated with, I think, around 30 embassies.
That's a lot.
And a lot of international organizations, and also just organizations of folklore organizations or individual participants who are performing, dancing, exhibiting, bringing their food. some artists even came from their home countries and flew, like from Indonesia, from Azerbaijan, from Philippines.
The one that I remember the most.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Yes,
he was
from the Philippines. He's very charming and charismatic and actually amazing artist.
Yeah, of course.
He was working like on Scooby-Doo. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing.
So we get to have so many cultures represented in Vienna.
Yeah.
In these amazing venues, and we do it annually, this Long Night of Interculturality. So this is one of the projects that we're working on. Then we have ongoing project in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is called Bridging Diversity, and it's continuing. We had it for 1 year, and next year we're continuing with different cities in Bosnia-Herzegovina. We also have now upcoming project following the Mayan voice in Mexico, in Yucatan, in Siancan, working with indigenous communities in Mexico, and kind of because they have faced a lot of challenges like being misrepresented, and we have trying to work together with them to communicate their main moral values through a set of art installations, and to communicate to the outer world what are Mayas about. Because you all hear about Maya civilization, what used to be, how they used to live, but no one is talking about the present Maya
and what
challenges today they are facing
behind.
Yeah,
about what's going right now.
Yes, that's exactly. So there's a huge misrepresentation happening, and we feel that let's do something about that. so we are very passionate about that now. And we are also working on Skinclusion. This is a 1 year project that we have with Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She's a Hollywood and Bollywood actress.
Yeah.
Actually, it's quite amazing because she has more than 100 million followers on social media.
That's quite a lot.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big amount.
She's an opinion leader, not an influencer, because she's also UNICEF ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And she filmed more than 50 movies in Bollywood. She was now in Hollywood. She's Indian, Hindu,
mm-hmm.
married to Nick Jonas from this Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Right, so she's into married to Christian and she's Hindu, so she's also really learned how to live.
Yeah, so it's like a really tough crush of cultures or
exactly.
traditions.
Yes, and in the inclusion campaign that she's ambassador of the campaign,
mm-hmm.
Where we're talking about diversity inclusion also in marketing and fashion and beauty industry,
okay.
Medical also. So basically we are working very hard on how to work on these big marketing campaigns where you want
mm-hmm.
where you know you have women very thin and very westernized and only very
yeah.
photoshopped and everything.
Yeah, yeah, like this prototype of beauty
exactly.
which has been spread all
yes.
around the western side of the world.
Yeah, but also everywhere, so it's not only the west.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone has their own type of beauty, which is not maybe the best measure of the beauty.
Yeah.
So we wanted to kind of highlight how to include all when addressing,
mm-hmm.
And so this conclusion is about including, for example, all skin types.
Yeah.
For example, in pharmaceutical industry, we're also partnering with Obagi, which is one company which is doing the testing on all skin types, and usually they're being tested only on 2 to 3. So meaning
my
if you
God.
Have a little
yeah.
bit darker skin, that means that your product was never tested on you and you're using that cream.
Okay.
So
it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And so it's very important to know the background of this.
Yeah, of course.
And to be represented, that everyone is represented in all industries and areas. So this is what we have been working on, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas has been a great ambassador, and we launched this campaign in New York. We were on New York Times Square.
My God,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very cool, in Forbes, in Vogue, in Allure, in Good
Oof.
Morning America, so it was really...
Wow, so I mean...
For US
it
market.
Got it
yeah.
spread a lot.
Yeah, it spread a lot, and I'm very happy that this awareness was raised about inclusion and diversity, and that we had our role in this campaign.
That's amazing.
Which is ongoing till May, so we're still active.
Of course. So,
so this is happening. And of course, we're preparing for the next year, Long Nights of
mm-hmm.
Interculturality. And for the art exhibitions in Vienna, Zagreb, and Dubrovnik.
Okay.
So the culture and art is an amazing way how to connect people, and we
yeah.
are really, really, very well aware of that, and we're trying to use it as much as possible. Also
yeah.
to present and to connect, and then after that we always try to have some panel or something where we're so art connects us or music
yeah.
connects us, and then after that we try to tackle contemporary issues. So this is a really nice way how to get people together and
yeah.
then get to talk about contemporary issues.
Yeah,
happening
like everything
in the world.
Converges in only one place.
Mm-hmm.
All of these topics converge on the
and
one place.
And then you ask the right questions.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So Josipa, thank you for
mm-hmm.
this time. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I know you're a very busy woman, so I really thank you a lot, and I encourage you to keep working and do the hard work that you every day do here at ICO.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you also for being part of it and being so active.
No. So, well, yeah, I encourage even though to all our listeners to follow ICDO. I guess, I mean, many of our listeners are from Colombia. But anyway, I guess it's important to follow what Josipa said.
We are also covering on our social media
yeah,
issues
yeah, yeah.
about Colombia. So it's worldwide, so not only one country. So Colombia is also
there. For sure.
So follow icdo.ate.
Of course.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you like.
Yeah, or the three of them.
All.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for this opportunity.
No. And I hope it opens a window for many upcoming projects in Colombia.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So, Josipa, thank you.
Thank
you again.
Thank you.
There you have it. What a nice job Josipa has, doesn't she? I can't believe the huge amount of projects they're working on and the naturality that Josipa has to talk of each one of them. I mean, that's being really focused on the goal, isn't it? Apart from that, I hope to see very soon the whole team of ICDO in Colombia working together with indigenous tribes. That would be, I mean, another level. That would be extremely amazing. And you know, guys, ICDO, that the door is always going to be open in Colombia. So keep that in mind. And of course, as Josipa said, you can give us your feedback. And of course, you can use the hashtag safeguardingdiversity and tag icdo.at. That's icdo.at. And why not? You can use the hashtag elralpodcast and drop me a line on Instagram or Twitter on Juan Giraldop99. And well, that's it for this year. I just have gratitude words to all of you who take a bunch of time to listen to this podcast. I promise next year is going to be better than this one, and great guests will be under El Radar's microphones. I'm more than sure about that. And to close this up, I hope you have a blast all over these holidays, and don't forget to keep an eye on the radar, and happy new year.